No.
Okay, try it again.
Hold on, wait, everyone, focus.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay. That's teasing, because that's what we just did.
Y'all messed up her intro.
It's okay, I'll do it again.
Don't do it again. Everybody step for Wives Smile.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Teachers Off Duty. What is that, like the third time we've tried the intro?
Yeah, we got it.
It's okay, we're fine. We're just going to go with it. So, we wanted to talk to you guys today about teaching during a pandemic.
Are you gonna let me introduce myself?
Oh, hi, I'm Rebecca Rogers, our Rogers World.
I'm sleepy.
Love ya.
I'm Tal Williams or Mr. Williams Pre-K on social medias.
I like the way you say your name.
Thank you so much.
I'm Bree, Honest Teacher Vibes.
And I am Lauren Woolley, Mrs. Woolley in fifth on social media.
We really want to talk to you guys about teaching during a pandemic because there's so many professors, administrators, professional development coordinators that want to tell you how to do it but don't actually know how to do it. Never experienced it, never. And so we want to talk about the realities of teaching during a pandemic and like actual self-care, not like the toxic positivity.
Right.
Positivity. I like
positivity,
the way
you say it. Positivity.
The toxic positivity. Let's call it that from now on.
When it came to like actually taking care of myself during the pandemic, let me tell you, I did not know what that meant at first.
Yeah. Right.
Because like first semester, fall 2020, I did like 18-hour days teaching.
Oh, 18.
Yes, because I made those like animated content videos for my kids.
Oh.
Because they told me, they were like, Rebecca, you have to find something
like
that
is extra.
Right. Well, because they were like, you have to find something where it doesn't matter if a kid's internet went out or if they weren't able to attend class because they had shared devices or
I'd
something.
I'd have been like, you find
something that is accessible. Right. And I was like, yeah. I got problem. This.
Since
you know?
When am I the IT department?
Right.
Well, I
didn't go to school for that.
It sounded like a good idea at the time. I was like, this will be so great. And then I actually started doing it. And I was like,
that's a long time.
It was like what?
I don't want to make the sound again.
I enjoyed that sound effect.
It was the worst thing in the world. Like, and now it's great because I have the content and like a lot of kids said it was really helpful. But let me tell you, I went days without sleeping. I was not taking care of myself.
How did you do that?
I don't know.
Girl.
I really.
How long did y'all go virtual?
I was virtual all year, even second semester when school like came back into session because of the videos that I made. They wanted me completely virtual. Because the kids said that it really helped and it worked. So I was isolated all year.
For how, like, when were you in class in person?
I wasn't in person at all last year. Like, not once.
When did you go back?
Next year? So last year?
The fall of 2020.
Whatever the year was that it started. Oh, yeah. So fall of 2020. So our kids were virtual and online. So we had half in class, half online.
Oh my god.
And so we had to teach like online
like
and virtual.
Yeah.
It was
we were virtual from March of 2020 until the end of the year, and then we started out the 2020-2021 school year hybrid. And then a lot of kids came back in person, but then you would have like 3 virtual kids. So you still had to do all of your hybrid stuff for 3 children, which, you know, I get it.
Right.
But it was like, you know, it was that. You were working like double your job time. Like, you're not getting paid anything extra.
No,
it's not like we were getting any kind of like hazard pay.
They were like, you know what we're going to pay you? We're going to pay you no attention.
Yeah.
You know what's really weird is when it came to teachers that were virtual, that were hybrid teaching, the parents were so upset that teachers were splitting their time between the in-person kids and the virtual kids. Admin literally told our teachers, if you have a couple kids that are online, just ask another student to help them. Give the laptop to another student and have them answer questions.
They
and
can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
What?
How are you supposed to help another student?
Like, how?
So wait, you're telling, okay, I went to school for 6 years for a master's degree and a bachelor's
just
degree.
Just give it to another student.
And you're going to tell me to give the laptop to the 10-year-old.
Yeah, the pandemic is...
Well, so ours was high school.
Everyone is so short-staffed. There are several school districts that are asking parents to come in and sub. And you know...
Like I said earlier, have a pulse?
No.
You're in.
If we have a parent, I can guarantee you, we have a parent going in sub for one day, we're going to have a lot of different policy changes. It's going to be real good for teachers because also they're like, this is hard. Like,
but did you see, there was some senator a little while ago that tweeted something along the lines of, oh, just have whoever go into the schools because it's honestly just childcare anyways. It's just daycare. I would pay money to watch them just go into the schools.
I would pay money to watch them go do a daycare.
They could never.
Something some of these kids can't even stand, or people can't even stand having their own kids at home for a long period of time.
That's what y'all was really mad about. Y'all were mad about. Because them kids was eating y'all out of house and home. Why are you in my refrigerator again? Do you do that at school? Well, use your school stomach.
Use your school stomach. That is funny.
Hey, I mean, we're teachers. We have school bladders.
We definitely have school bladders. And I also have a school liver now. So wild thing is, we were year round schooling. Mm-hmm. I went back in May of 2020.
What?
I went back 5 or 6 weeks after it closed. Do you know how terrifying that was to go in and know nothing about the pandemic? So and of course they're like self-care and you can't practice that. Teaching during the pandemic. When I was 10, mm-hmm. maybe I might have been younger, I watched an episode of ER. Do you remember ER?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was a smallpox episode. And from that day forward, I was like, a pandemic will happen and I will get smallpox.
Oh my God. So
from 10 years old on, I was terrified of pandemic.
Traumatized.
What happened? A pandemic. I was crumbled in anxiety. And I started to do stuff. We had to do videos for the kids and we split them up so it was on like YouTube. So they went to sit all at one time and watch it. So it would take like 3 hours to read a book and animate myself and put sound with it and change, you know, whatever, like costumes and stuff. And so I was doing that, and I was just like, I was terrified to leave though. So my husband would have to pull me out of the house to just go on walks. And I was like, you know what? And then I got comfortable with walking, and then I got comfortable with, we lived right across from a gas station or a grocery store. So he'd go to bed, and I wouldn't go to, I'd go to bed at 2 a.m., and I'd walk to the grocery store, and every night I would get a tub of ice cream and eat it.
Oh my gosh.
Because that was my form of self-care.
every night?
Every
don't you judge him?
Night. I'm not judging. I'm jealous.
I ate a quart of ice cream every night, and I thought I'm keeping this a good secret. I'm keeping this a good secret.
I would have barfed.
I did not keep it a good secret.
Please don't think I'm judging. I would be jealous to live across from a grocery store that I could just walk across the street at 2 a.m. and get some ice cream.
No, I didn't. He'd go to sleep at like 10, and like get close at 11, so I had to time it out. So like. I would go. I would
he was
eat
methodical
it.
About
I'd
it.
Eat it. And then he'd be like, did you get ice cream? I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just like, I'm going to get a little bit of it. I gained 30 pounds in 6 weeks.
I told myself, as I sit on the couch,
we're living through a pandemic. Treat yourself. And I was like, this is what self-care looks like.
Dude, you know they had that freshman 15, but you had that COVID 30.
Everybody gained
30 pounds and during COVID.
My husband never said anything. He was so sweet about it. Like, was never like this. And I was like, because I, in May, went to go put on my clothes to go back to work that weren't elastic. And I was like, these don't fit. And Jason's like, yeah. And I was like, did I gain weight? And he's like, I love you. And I was like,
That's the right question.
How could I gain weight eating a quart of ice cream every night?
Listen, everybody did though.
Everybody
that was
like,
my form
during
of, that was
COVID.
My form of
every single
self-care.
Person. I don't want to hear one person say they didn't gain at least like 10 pounds over
May,
COVID.
Minimum.
Do you think over quarantine. That you adapted a bad, or maybe still have a bad self-care skill that you've developed because of teaching during a pandemic?
See, okay, because first semester I was doing 18-hour days, and that literally, that's like, so I was so unhealthy.
It broke me.
I was broken. So second semester, I was like, I'm not taking anything home after school. Yeah. Like, I'm doing just contract hours. Like, that was my limit of no more. This is for myself. I'm going home. Day ends at 2:30. I'm going home at 2:30. And while you think about it, I have a story about my worst day teaching during that second semester of the pandemic. It was the day after I got my second shot.
It kicked
my butt, let me tell you. Like, I felt like I had 10-pound weights on each of my pelvic bones and all of my shoulder blades, and the only way to relieve it was to lay flat.
Oh, gosh.
I was miserable.
Lay flat, like, on your back?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just picture like Becca planking on the floor.
Yeah, guys, finally cool enough for the kids.
Superman.
But so it was the day after the shot, and I didn't realize that's what was making me feel so sick. Yeah. Like I just thought it was a bad day. So I went in. My our secretary, bless her heart, she told me that I had to cover a class. And I was like, this is the fifth time in the last 2 weeks. And they literally told me that they were basically, they had a list of people and they were going to have everyone do all of their days at once. So because I was at the front of the list, I was doing all of my cover duties at once. And I'm like, first of all, that is terrible planning on that your is, part. Yeah, but also, I got more days than others because they told me I was virtual. So I have more free time. And I was so mad.
That's not how it works at all.
So angry. I just started crying.
They're logic sometimes. It was like, ridiculous. What kind of clowns are coming up with these policies?
Yeah. People who did not teach during a pandemic.
And then also, I had a parent who... Halfway through the semester, our county decided they were going to allow parents to switch their kids from either virtual or in person. Halfway through the semester, that meant all of their teachers were going to change. So we were told, hey, just letting you know, you might get kids on your roster for a second, but then they go away. We're just trying to figure out where they go. Right. And so I had one kid that showed up on my roster, but he never came to class. I asked the counselors. They said, just give it a couple days. So I did, but he never left the roster. So finally, I email the mom. I'm like, hey, just checking in. He's been on my roster a couple days, but he hasn't come to class. And she blows me up, is so angry. Why is this the first time I'm hearing from you? And I'm like, well, I was told by counselors to wait. And she's, well, why didn't you give me any instructions on how to do your virtual classroom? You know, I'm a principal, and I would never allow this in my school. And I was like, if you're a principal, you should know how to get to the virtual classrooms because you have them also.
Right.
But anyways.
She's probably never gone in one.
No, she is not. So I, like, at 2:30, went home for the day. Next day, I come to school, and I have so many emails from her because, and this was the day that I wasn't feeling good, so many emails from her because I didn't respond to her emails at 4 o'clock and then at 5 o'clock and then at 8 o'clock and then at 9 o'clock.
Mama, you gotta chill. Okay. I'm not glued to that.
When I responded, I said, I'm sorry, I went home for the day. She's, if I'm able to be on my email that late, you should also.
Oh. Did she say that?
Yes.
Like she messaged you that?
Could not be me. If I'm able to be on my email that late, you should be able to also.
Imagine being that rude.
I am able to, but I don't have to be.
Right.
My principal made me apologize to her.
Your principal was horrible.
My principal was awful.
Okay, wait, but I have not heard everything about your principal. So
my principal was...
He was horrible.
This is Becca Shares time.
If I had a dollar for every time he told me to do something or asked me to do something or told me it was okay to do something... And then forgot about it and reprimanded me for it. I would be able to retire right now.
He was horrible. Becca used to call me and tell me some of the stuff that he did, and I'm like, how have you not gotten written up yet? Because I would go off on him. That would be my write up.
His favorite thing to tell teachers was, "I'm not a tow truck. If you land yourself in a ditch, I'm not going to be the one to get you out."
Like, how he would come up with
that's your job. That's your job.
He also used to like send out emails saying the district wants us to do X, Y, Z, but then would walk to every department meeting and say, "By the way, if you want to do it this way, I guess you technically can, but if you get caught, that's on you." He was so
unsupportive. What kind of Shades McGee person?
And it sucks because there's such good administrators and principals out there. And, like, the few bad ones just kind of mess it up.
I'm, like, really blessed. My head principal, he is phenomenal. The stories that people send me of the way that parents have talked to them or situations they've had, I'm like, my principal would literally never let someone talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Like, my principal would literally be like, you're not going to talk to Miss Richardson like that. Like, matter of fact, Miss Richardson, go back to class. I'll handle this.
Yeah, my principal has my back. Like,
my principal got my back.
She's awesome. I can't say that about every principal I've ever had. But, like, the one I currently have.
I feel bad because they have, like, whenever I talk about, like, advocating for teachers and what you should do, like, I think that, like, if you're sick and not feeling well, and you call in sick and they call you and say, no, you got to come in. Mm-hmm. I don't, because that's not my problem. No.
That's your problem. Yeah.
It's yours. So if you can't cover the class and you can't find a sub, then I guess you better email those parents to say that there's no school that day for that classroom. Mm-hmm. But then I have administrators like, well, what do you think? How do you think we should approach that problem? Maybe I'm not advocating for principals. I'm advocating for teachers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You won't have to find yourself a principal advocate because I wouldn't want your job right now. Your job sounds like it would be so hard right now.
I wouldn't want.
But also, we don't have the experience of being an administrator to be able to give them that kind of advice. Like, I don't know the kind of resources principals have. Like, I'm not going to pretend like I know what a principal can and cannot do, but I I do know that they can be supportive of their teachers.
Right.
Well, but also, we talked about it yesterday on the drive. Like, everyone's short-staffed. This isn't something we have to understand and come to terms with. And if your principal is super, like, amazing and supportive, you might be willing to say, you know what, I really need a personal day.
Yeah.
I really wanted to take it Monday, and the principal negotiates a Thursday, you know, day off. And then, like, you're more willing to help out, and they're going to, in return, help you out.
Right.
But when they're demanding, and they just say, you got to come in with strep throat anyways, I'm like, that ain't me.
And not to mention the fact that we have had to reacclimate the kids to being at school.
Oh, for sure.
Because for 2 years, they were, like, in and out of school. And my thing is, like, is truancy not a thing anymore?
No.
Because there are so many kids that are absent. I'm like, if we were absent this much when we were kids, my parents would have went to jail.
Yeah.
Like, I have kids. I have, at minimum, 5 kids every single day out of a class of 25 to 30 kids, at minimum 5 kids absent every single day.
I have a class of 17, and I have 5 or 6 kids gone.
God. No, they, like, I'm like, what are you doing?
At some point, like, this week was especially bad, and I get it. Like, we had a bunch of snow days and stuff, but even the previous week, like, at some point you're like, when do I stop teaching and wait for them? Because it's like, I mean, I think at my old school, the one thing I did, they did like a parent meeting, and they would have all the parents come in, and they would like make the point to say, like, attendance is important, and your child can miss. I think it was like they can miss no more than 1.5 days per quarter or something before they start losing like growth.
Right.
So, like, I always think that's so important. And then, you know, I have kids that miss weeks at a time.
I do, too.
I'm like, where are you?
And my thing is, when they miss that much, I'm like, one, I can't start a new lesson or a new standard because they're not there. And number two, when your child misses two to three days a week, or they miss one day every single week, how are they going to pass? And
then
you're looking at me crazy.
That is a lot.
You're looking at me crazy. And I think there is something going on, but with 5 to 10 kids in each class, like, what the hell are y'all doing? Why y'all kids don't come to school?
And that goes back to, but then, like, that puts added stress on us, too. Like,
it's so much added stress. I'm stressed out about it.
I have a pile of, like, and I can't even keep track of all the missing work.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Like, there's never been so much missing work.
At some point, there's, like, I'm not going to lie. At some point, like, if I have enough grades in the grade book, I'm like, okay, you're excluded. You're excluded.
Because what are we supposed to do? Because, again, when we're, because they don't care that we got kids absent. We still have to stay on pacing for state tests and for case 21.
Right.
And then my test scores are suffering because my kids aren't coming to school.
Right.
So the instruction that I'm giving, when I, the day that I give, like, let's say I start a new standard on Central Idea, the day that I do the mini lesson on Central Idea and give the notes, and then I model it, and then they practice it, your kid was absent. And then the next day when I reviewed it, your kid was already behind because they have no idea what we did yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then the third day when we got more practice, your kid's absent again that day.
Right.
And so I'm like, they've missed 2 days of, like, huge instruction. Mm-hmm. So now not only are they behind, but when they see that standard on the state test, they're not going to have any idea what it is.
And again, it comes back on us.
I'm like, I really cannot keep up. And I used to be a boss at keeping up with makeup assignments, but there's just too many. I can't.
Yeah,
what I started keep up with it. And again, I know it's a little bit different for me because I always did the older kids. But what I would always do is I would have, like, not only on a calendar in my classroom, but also on the website, unit 1, day 1, unit 1, day 2, unit 1, day 3, so that it was, like, a little bit easier for the kids to be able to also take it upon themselves what day am I going to miss?
Right.
But I remember, like, this fall at the very beginning of the year, they were starting this, like, obviously they're doing contact tracing and kids were supposed to be out for so ever many days. And I remember keeping up with all of those kids. And while I was trying to figure out who was absent and who was quarantine absent, this little girl comes up to me and she goes, so in 3 weeks, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. Can I have my work
girl,
for that?
I don't even know
like what's going on today. Please don't ask me that.
I remember this being a big deal too. I remember that, like, so much. Fourth grade, Jackie, I won't say her last name, she had to get special permission from the school to go to Mali, Africa, to go visit family. And I'm like, that's amazing. But she had to get special permission to do that. And now kids are just letting you know on an email, I'm going to be out for 2 weeks.
Actually,
It's
okay. I'll go after.
So my first year teaching, it was my second year teaching or something like that. I was getting married, mm-hmm. and I got married in October, you know, because I'm a rebel and I don't want to get married in the summer. So I had to take off work during the school year, and I saved up all my personal days. So I took all three personal days in mm-hmm. October, and then I needed two unpaid days.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bet? My superintendent literally said, well, that's fine. You can have your unpaid days, but you're going to have to pay for your substitute teacher for those 2 days. That you're going to miss.
No.
What?
Absolutely.
I had to pay for my substitute teacher. So not only were they not paying me.
Can they do that?
I don't
know. Can they do that?
Probably not. I was a dumb first year teacher, so I don't know.
They can make you pay for your. I wish they would. I'm not paying for a substitute teacher. You pay for
that. Okay, I had to pay for my own substitute teacher. And at first, he wasn't even going to give me the days. I was like, I'm getting married. I'm like, it's a once in a lifetime.
And why does your why does your superintendent have a say in, why is your superintendent managing whether people can take a day off or not?
Because it goes through the principal? It goes through the principal, and then it goes to the superintendent.
Well, but my see, district was too big for it to have to go to
the my district was huge, off. And he was a micro.
Oh, girl, no.
You would have to be that. I can't even imagine our superintendent.
But when teachers take off and they pay for their subs and then teachers cover classes, where does that money go?
Well, that wasn't even that. We weren't even on a sub shortage at that point. That was in 2018.
I'm talking about in general. Like, we often have in my county, we had, if someone called out that morning or if they got sick and there wasn't time to get a sub, teachers would just cover and they still had to pay for the sub. But where does that money go?
But my thing is, what, did they take the money out your paycheck or you had to, like, physically pay them?
She went in. She got it. She went to the ATM.
Deducted it from, like, they deducted the pay, obviously, that I would have made from those 2 days. And then I had to pay.
How is that a thing?
For I think it was like $90 a day.
I had to pay. How can they make you pay for your own sub?
I'm getting married. I was like, how heartless are you?
If there's a lawyer listening right now.
Avery.
I don't understand how that's legal. Like, how can they make you pay?
I'm sure it wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
I bet it went right into that superintendent's pocket and they went and bought an exorbitant amount of coffee.
And I don't know. I don't know, but I was just like, I just remember that whole situation. I was like, this is why I don't do anything more than I'm supposed to, because
of stuff like
that district would not hesitate to replace me if I died tomorrow. Why am I busting my butt?
Facts.
For them.
Facts.
See, like, if you treat your teachers right, facts. They're going to do anything facts. For
which,
you.
Which is the problem that they're having now, right?
Right.
So if you would have treated us great 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be burned out during a pandemic right now and, like...
And them asking more.
Right.
Yeah. Or y'all telling us that we're burned out because we're not good at managing our time.
Yeah.
Baby, what time?
Yeah.
Well, I want to say this because I said this on a live the other day and I had numerous people ask me if I could turn it into a video and I plan on it, but I'm gonna repeat it because it's important. I was told this months ago, and sorry for the morbidity, but if something were to happen to you, if something were to happen to you and you were to pass away, your job posting would be listed before your obituary was out.
Yeah,
I think I said that correctly, obituary.
Yeah. Obituary.
But like, that is why if you earn days, and I know it's so taboo, and I posted a video about like teachers being able to use their vacation days a little while ago, but I'm so serious. Like, if you need a personal day, whether you're a teacher, a nurse, whatever, like, you are not good to your students, your patients, your customers. Mm-hmm. If you are burnt out, use your earned days.
Oh, no.
And that goes the same for mental. I wholeheartedly believe in mental health days. Because especially as in the teaching profession, you deal with so much trauma that's not yours.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is weighing on your heart and your mind.
Yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't matter if you're the kind of person you're like, I can check it at the door and go home. No.
No.
Yeah. No. You think about little Johnny at 3 a.m, whether or not he has a bed to sleep in that night or whether or not Nalasia ate dinner last night or whatever. Right. Like, you think about that stuff forever. It doesn't go away.
And
so sometimes you need a day to just get it out.
And I get
and
that the sub plans are awful. I get it. Honestly, no one cares. Pop in a movie.
Oh, 100%.
Just do it.
I also refuse
my principal
this idea.
Would have a conniption if a sub put a movie on.
Yeah, so at my old school.
See, I don't trust, and I'm so sorry, and I know there are good subs out there. I'm very sorry for what I'm about to say. I'm very particular about, like, how my kids learning and, like, getting the information. I do not trust a sub to like do it the way that I want it to be done. And that is why the only time before the pandemic I ever used a sick day was when Avery was subbing while he was studying for the bar, and he was my sub.
Because well, I wouldn't actually, but even if you don't trust a sub, I wouldn't give a sub actual
like your lesson plan.
Just give them like
busy work,
a worksheet or something like busy work. I wouldn't ever.
I know
you don't trust a sub to, but I'm speaking for the subs out there. We ain't nobody's expecting the subs to like teach the material. So because even when I sub a class, baby, you better put them worksheets. I'm a teacher. If you ain't got no worksheets, I'm not giving them nothing.
I mean more so, for like the teachers that are like, I don't want to do a whole elaborate like lesson for while I'm gone for the sub
but do
plan.
People
like
do elaborate.
Okay, I've seen
people
lie.
Try.
I'm a psychopath when it comes to sub plans, but like in a good way. Like I will write out, like I write out a time block, exactly what you need to do, what the kids should do, where things are. So, because I don't want a sub to walk in my room and feel lost.
Right.
So I leave everything out on the table. I have sticky notes on everything for like day or like if I'm out for multiple days or like, you know, what activity this is for.
Right.
And
so
I've gotten so many
like
compliments about my sub plans.
Yeah, that's good organization.
But I never give them things that are things I'm like, this is something I would do.
Right.
Let me make it something that's easier for them to
do.
This fall when I went to New York, I had a friend that was walking in Fashion Week. I didn't want to miss that.
Which was
like
amazing.
It was really cool. But so I took a couple days. I went to New York. I laid everything out. I gave them things to do. I put everything in piles. I labeled it. Sub literally told the kids, your teacher looks really put together, but I just don't feel like it.
Okay, so I have a question then about that.
Movie it is
now. I have
to
ask you a question with that. Knowing what you know now about what that sub did, would that have made you not go to Fashion Week?
No, I would have rearranged the lesson and done something else.
But if exactly that same situation happened again, would you not go to Fashion Week? Would you have missed your friend knowing that the sub wasn't going to do that? So I need us to stop that narrative BS about it's easier to go to school than have a bad sub, because that's not true. There are moments in your life that you sat at home on the couch, did nothing, and it was worth running that sub plane even if it was a bad thing. I did that toxic thing where I'd be like, it's easier just to go.
No, you need to go.
I had a sub a couple weeks ago. I was out and I had a sub, no joke, went in my classroom, freaked out in front of my students, because I guess like she wanted their last names, and like there was a seating chart with all of their first names and everything. There's no reason she needed their last names or for whatever reason. Right. But anyway, my intervention specialist was like, I can print it out for you if you really want them, but like here's the seating chart. And she was freaking out. She was like talking about me in front of my students, like crap talking me.
Dang.
In front of my students.
Oh my gosh.
And like, you know, because she was older, and she was like, why do these kids sit wherever they want? They should have desks. And I'm like, flexible seating.
Is that why you talked about flexible seating?
Yes, I did. That TikTok was for you, Miss Sub. But I was like, who goes around talking about the teacher in front of their students?
Right.
And then that thing was, my students told me the next day. I was like, they ratted on you.
Right. I'll tell you what that's up. You know what? Like bringing it back to teaching, during having to adjust to teaching during the pandemic. I feel like all of us could have been tech support at Google, Apple, or Microsoft, because the amount of problems we had to fix virtually without having any training or anything. At some point in time, I was having nightmares about kids turning in assignments, me opening the document, it was just blank.
Oh.
Like, I was like, I don't know how to communicate to you. Help me help you. How can I communicate to you that this document is blank? Well, I watched them submit it. Okay, Susan, I'm telling you, the document is still blank. I mean, arguing back and forth with parents. Ma'am, I don't have this work. It's not there. Well,
my
sat there at the table and watched my child do it. Girl, it ain't in there.
My favorite thing was the ones that would say, well, I did it. I don't know what happened. And then I would be like, oh, okay, version history.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Amateurs.
Look, listen.
There's nothing here.
I'm gonna drop a truth bomb for some people. If you use D2L, Blackboard, any of those services, my husband's a professor, your professor can see exactly how long you clicked on each assignment, and they know the IEP address. So if you're saying, I couldn't get on, I went to the library, they can see if you were at home. They can see all that. So don't you be lying.
Hey, that kind of helps out those student teachers from last
You just
last
saved
episode.
A life.
I did. So I sat there and I was like, yeah, I read the material. And my husband was like, no, you know that your professor can see how long you were on it. I was like, They know I've never read into
some. Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all. Not all. But the angry ones do, I hear.
Being mad.
So oh what is gosh. What is a form of self-care that like you actually think is beneficial to you?
Can I? Okay, I'll go. I was going to ask and then I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it. So when, and this kind of even goes back to first year teacher self-care also. When I was a first year teacher, I was at school probably until 9 o'clock at night every single day, without fail. And I was just, I don't know why. My school district at the time like had so many regulations and like things you had to have in your classroom posted on the wall or like things you had to have in your lessons or whatever. Like I had 25 page lesson plans at that school.
Dang.
Like wow. Within my actual career, I wasn't in teaching, like student teaching anymore. So I was at school until 9 o'clock every single night.
Were these for every day? Like a 25 page lesson?
For the week.
Plan? For the week.
For the week. But every goodness. Single week by Monday, it better be posted.
Good Lord.
Ridiculous. So I would be at school working on stuff. I'd come home, and Jordan and I weren't married yet, so I would like come home at 9 o'clock. My school was 40 minutes away from me, so by the time I got home, it's 10 o'clock. I'm going to Jordan's house 40 at 10 minutes. O'clock. Mm-hmm. 10 o'clock, and I would go to his house to hang out with him, and I would just pass out. And I, like, honestly, he would, like, I would fall asleep, and then he'd wake me up at, like, midnight, and he'd be like, go home. Like, and it, honestly, I mean, it took a toll on our relationship for a little bit because he was like,
Lauren, how did you even function like that?
I didn't.
You weren't getting any sleep.
I wasn't. I would be at Jordan's until midnight, go home. By the time I got my stuff, because I'm like a night packer, so I would get all my stuff ready at night. By the time I was ready to go to bed, it was like 1, wake up at 6, do it all over again.
Girl.
And I, like, the one thing when I moved to my new school, like, I told myself, I'm like, and I know this goes back to, like, stop shaming people for staying after. If that's what you want to do and it makes you happy,
makes you feel better,
go for it. But for me, I saw that it was taking a toll on, like, my mental health, my energy, my, like, just enjoying life. I was like, I am not staying past 4:30.
Right.
Like, that's an hour after the school day ends. Right. 4:30, right. I'm out. And, like, I'm not the kind of person that's like, if it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. Like, if there's papers I got to grade at home, okay. Right. Like, if there's a, like, I don't know, a copy I forgot to make, I'll, you know, do it. But, right. like, I learned how to manage my time better.
Right.
And then, like, when we started teaching hybrid, and you were basically doing double time because you're teaching in person and then also making, like, a hyperdoc where you have everything linked for the people who are hybrid and recording yourself filming,
not to do it anyway,
right, recording yourself reading a book and then finding videos to match your lesson and doing all of that.
I underestimated how much extra stuff we had to do to work.
It was,
they still don't get
awful.
It
was awful. And like my school, like, the teachers, they're like, we will never do that again. Like, we did it because everyone was going through it last year. Like, we did it to help out and to just do our part. And like, now that we're a year into this and we kind of know better,
the best advice I ever got from a teacher was that if it can't be done by 5 o'clock, leave. Mm-hmm. And that was hard for me because, again, learning to work your contracted hours is a learned skill.
Yep.
But she was like, if it can't get done by 5, leave. And I started doing that, and I found that things expand to the amount of time that you allot for it. So if you, like, now, if I have to go up to the school on the weekend, I set a 2-hour timer. I ain't staying past 2 hours. Mm-hmm. You get 2 hours on the weekend. That's it. That has worked so well for me because, again, we teaching during a panoramic and Omarion be acting up. So a lot of teachers are absent. And so we have to cover a class like every day. Mm-hmm. And the planning periods are not that long. So either I've got a PLC meeting or I got a common planning meeting or I'm covering a class.
I'm on so many committees.
So many, right.
Like, how do you have
and
the time?
If you're a first year teacher, don't be volunteering for nothing. If they ask you, tell them you can't. You ain't got time.
They
don't
shouldn't be asking. For nothing. I don't think they're allowed to ask.
Don't add nothing extra to your plate as a first year teacher. It's okay to just survive.
Put your head down and
put your head down and survive. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we're covering classes. So I'm like, when are we supposed to plan? Like, my TikTok. I hadn't had a TikTok really go super viral in a long time, but I had one that's almost at 3 million views because it was one of me and the principal talking back and forth to each other. Now, my principal didn't do this, but it was just a skit of an experience other teachers have had where the principal's like, hey, I didn't get your lesson plans. And the teacher's like, I didn't have time to do a lesson plan. And the principal's like, but I need your lesson plan. And the teacher's like, I'm not understanding what you're not understanding about I don't have a lesson plan. I didn't have time because I'm covering classes.
Right.
And it's not like I can do it during class because God forbid y'all come in and see me sitting down at my desk. I'm not sure why that's so taboo.
Yeah, I don't understand.
But anyway, it's like you feel like you got caught doing something you weren't supposed to be doing if the principal walks in and you're sitting at your desk. And so the principal's like, okay, well, maybe you can do it after school. And the teacher's like, literally, no, I'm not doing it after school. Yeah, no. The amount of ignorant people in those comments, like, if you're not a teacher, bro, shut up.
You don't like, know. Yeah. You don't get it. You're just ignorant.
At this point, like, I don't care. I'm going to say it because somebody needs to say it. If you're not a teacher, stop speaking on stuff you don't know. Because all y'all got opinions about education, you ain't never set foot in a classroom before. So literally, speak on what you know.
Just because you went to school doesn't mean you've taught in a school.
Right. Because
it's not the same.
Amount of people in those comments, ignorant people, that were like, I can't believe teachers complain so much. Y'all get the summer off. Y'all get breaks off. I can't believe. They were like, If I'm salaried and if I don't get my work done, like I can't go home until my work gets done. I don't understand why teachers are. I'm like, bro, y'all.
Because my contract hours end at a certain time. Right.
Listen, the summer's off, then we could go on a whole nother episode.
Imagine being a grown adult and still not understanding teachers don't get paid for the
imagine.
Summer.
No, imagine.
We just get our bills. Imagine.
Well, what irritates me is then, like, I say something about teachers don't get paid over summer. And then there's some, there are some tryhards out there that are like, no, I space my salary out. That's not the same, Susan.
You're still not getting paid over summer.
You don't get paid for summer months.
That's what I
get. You're getting paid for January in July. Right. That is not the same. Shut up.
And speaking of January, why is January 700,697 days long? Because we get paid on December the 18th. We don't get paid again until January 31st. If you know a teacher, it's the end of January. Teachers out here hungry and struggling. Because
can I just
that
say, I've never seen Becca get so feisty about something.
Mad. Becca was about to slap that mad. Microphone. It ain't
I was about to shield myself.
Something else that I have to say, especially for the younger teachers out there, because this pissed me off, and I'm not sorry about it. Another thing with my principal. So I remember last year. Last spring, during one of our observations, I told him, I said, I feel very stressed out because obviously, like, teachers during online learning are trying to build the plane as we fly it.
Right.
Right? And I said, I feel like me, at the time I was just starting my third year teaching, I'm trying to figure out what a plane is as I build I fly it.
Right.
And he said to me, I think we're all struggling a little bit. You're not struggling any more than anyone else. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure if I had 20 years experience, 10 years experience, even 5 years experience of what teaching was, that would still make this a little bit more bearable, a little bit more, I would have my bearings.
Where's my bucket of tomatoes I can throw at this guy?
So don't you dare discredit teachers who had to learn how to teach in a pandemic. Y'all are rock stars also.
I'm going to change topics a little bit to get into my little segment that we got going on.
Ooh.
So, okay, let me... Show of hands. How many of you get to eat your whole lunch?
No.
No one?
What's a whole lunch?
No
you
one
eat lunch? You guys eat lunch?
So speaking of lunches, I asked people on my Instagram story. So those of you that don't know me from TikTok, I kind of blew up from doing a comment series that I called My Favorite Answers. And what I would do is I would pose a question to the people in my comments and they would have to answer it. And a lot of the times I would do like wrong answers only, so it would just be silly. But sometimes I wouldn't do wrong answers and it would just be whatever hilarious answer they could come up with. So in my story a couple weeks ago, I asked people, what did my mom pack in my lunch today?
I love this.
And it was wrong answers only. So before I show you the answers, I want to hear your wrong answer of what your teacher lunch would be.
If my mom packed it.
Or you. Doesn't matter.
If I packed it. Wrong answers
wine
only.
Cooler.
Okay. Thinking it's yogurt, it's actually sour cream. That's the wrong answer.
So, like, you're going to grab a yogurt in the morning and you throw a jar of sour cream
in your
lunch?
So, like, they have those little mini containers of sour cream, yeah? Like, if you accidentally think that's
a yogurt.
Can
you imagine getting to school and being I'd be so disappointed.
That's my wrong answer.
It's club soda and it's actually Trulies or White Claw accidentally.
Mine's always like a hodgepodge of nothing. Like I would usually, I'll be like anything I can grab and just throw in a bag. So like it was like a jar of pickles and like I don't know, a granola bar and then a slice of cheese or something. Mine's something dumb like that.
Mine would be an empty takeout container because I got home and I was like, I'm going to save this for lunch tomorrow. And at midnight, I nom-nommed on it and ate it. I know, and then when I woke up in the morning, I forgot that I ate it. So when I got to school, the box was empty.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay, well, these are some of the wrong answers that people's moms packed them. So first off, we got Weird Al Yankovic.
What?
Weird Al Yankovic. Do you know who he is?
Amish yes. Paradise.
He's the one that makes all the parody song videos. He's, oh my. Okay, we gonna have to teach Bree.
Yes.
I'm
completely lost.
Who Weird Al Yankovic we'll is?
This didn't transfer we'll across cultures.
Oh my gosh. No. Yeah. No. Okay. I'll show you later. All right. We've got a brown avocado.
Ew.
Just the one.
No. An avocado. Thanks.
That's my favorite vine.
carrots and one single shred of cheese.
Carrots and cheese are not a combo.
Yeah,
no.
But like, it's the effort to grab the single shred and put it into this bag. she tried to make me the lunch like those videos on TikTok, but it was gross.
Oh, that's so...
Poor mom.
Realistic. So much effort.
And realistic expectations.
Sushi and Skittles.
No.
I go for the sushi, but the Skittles ruined it.
I'm going to save the Skittles for dessert.
Or in Skittles?
Sushi and Skittles.
I'm going to save the Skittles.
No, that's a solid lunch for me.
That doesn't sound like a wrong answer.
No, that sounds like a
yes sounds like
answer.
A great answer. Okay. Pizza... and beer.
Yeah. No.
Okay. That's lunch of champions.
Maybe not for school, but I mean, it is what it is. Kale chips and a sandwich container of bacon and chocolate chips.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, this was from a teacher. It was the lunch one of her kindergartners brought.
Oh.
Wait, say it again.
It was kale chips.
Okay.
And a sandwich container full of bacon and some chocolate chips.
Yes.
He likes so doing a little sweet and salty thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, at least it wasn't a Lunchable that they couldn't open.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, that would have been so upsetting. Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I'm going to be posting more questions for you guys to answer on my Instagram, and then we'll probably put them on the podcast Instagram page also. So make sure that you guys enter your answers, and we'll be featuring some of those on future episodes.
So before we wrap up for today, do you want to close out our teacher self-care with some nice advice?
I think we should each give solid advice, like a solid thing that someone can do during pandemic. My advice is always after you leave work, whenever you decide to leave it, your phone conversations, if it's with your colleagues or if it's with your principal, are only social. Mm. And I still do that. So if I get a text that's like, hey, did you turn this in? I won't answer. But then if they text me again, they're like, oh my gosh, did you hear, you know, did you watch this in the news? I'll say, yeah, I did. And they'll be like, why didn't you respond to my other text? I'm not going to talk to you
okay.
about work
yeah.
after no. I leave. That's my advice.
I like that. Mine would be, my self-care would be when you need to practice self-care, the only way that you need to practice self-care is by hitting add to cart.
Ooh, I like that. Okay,
you
mine.
You can do it as many times as you want.
Mine, because I'm super guilty of this. And I was even just saying, I was like, you know, after this weekend, I think I need a mental day on Monday. But then I was like, I can't. I got a BLT meeting. But I always would say, take the day. If you need the day, you are no good to anybody if you're in a bad mood, if you don't feel good, if you're not in a good headspace. Right. Like,
you just described me on a daily basis. Do I mean I get to take off every day?
Yes.
That's how I am at school every day.
See, mine is the exact same thing. That's what I always say. And I finally started practicing that at the beginning of this fall. And like, seriously, if you want to go somewhere, you earned those vacation days. If you're not feeling good, those sick days are there for a reason. You know, you're no good, just like Lauren said, you're no good to your students, your patients, no matter what your occupation is. If you're not in the right headspace, you're
I
no use
I thought you were
anyone.
Calling our students our patients, and I was like, they a little cray-cray sometimes.
No.
I work at a zoo or at the circus? Like, I can't
think of it. I mean, sometimes it's the same.
And also, if you don't have those vacations, you don't have those mental health days, and you can afford financially to take it off, take an unpaid day. Because it is not worth being able to sit there and say you're a gold star teacher because you've never taken an unpaid day. So
there's no, I mean, that I know of, there is no perfect attendance award for teachers in my school, at least.
I didn't get it.
So
no, I didn't get it.
Well, even that. Okay, just real quick. At my old school, there was an award. Like, if you didn't miss any days, they would give you like a little stipend at the end of the quarter. And to me, my time is more valuable than money. A stipend, yeah. So I would be like, you know, this is just not worth it for, you know, the $200. Like, right. I mentally
$200
for like the semester if you didn't miss any days at all.
Okay, but still $200, baby. But what am I supposed to do?
After taxes, that's not no. worth.
It's not worth my time.
No, like think about how much you get paid for one day of teaching.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's not enough money.
At okay, all, right? I thought you were acting right. Like that was a good stipend.
Absolutely not.
I was like, no.
What the hell am I supposed to do with $200?
Exactly, no. And I was like, no, it's not worth it to me. I'm gonna take the day.
Absolutely not.
No, it's not going to be.
Yep. Quit shaming people for taking the day off.
Quit it.
Take that day.
The bottom line is, at the end of the day, whatever you consider self-care, what actually takes care of you and what helps you relax, do it. You know, who cares? No one should judge you. If they do, screw them. They don't matter. Like, honestly, you need to do what is best for you. Those admin, those professional development people who try to talk to you about teaching during pandemic, they don't actually know.
Right.
You know.
And admin,
you know what you need.
Support your teachers. If you're telling them to practice self-care, give them the time to do it.
We don't need professional developments about self-care. Take those professional development hours we would have done and send us
home.
Give
us some self-care.
Yes. Absolutely. We love you guys. Have a really great week. We'll see you later. Thank you.